All right, and welcome back to the podcast, everyone. So glad you guys are tuning in. As always, if you're new to this podcast, we post every Monday and Wednesdays. Monday, we have a segment called Monday Message. You're generally going to hear messages from me. And Wednesdays, we have our Wednesday segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. One of my favorite segments because I get to sit down with pretty cool guests and learn and draw from their experiences. All for the purpose, guys, of our personal growth. Man, we are dedicated. We are passionate about our personal growth. And I believe this podcast is not just going to give content to grow personally, but godly content that's going to help grow you in your relationship with God, help you grow in your leadership skills, your personal skills, your people skills. It's just going to make you an all-round better human being. So anyways, we're going to go ahead and dive right in. It's Monday Message today, and we have our series, Lose the Ego. Man, last week we talked about the L from the acronym LOSE. So when ego starts rising up, what do? We need to lose it, and we can use this acronym LOSE. So L stands for learn from others. And we talked about the importance of learning from others and being open to learn from others. Again, average people learn from their experiences. Great people learn from others, and foolish people already know it all. So it's important that we open our heart to learn from others. Secondly, we talked about some practical how-tos on how to actually sit down with someone, people that are ahead of you, mentors, coaches, peers and downline, and how to connect with them. We still have that 30-question PDF available for free. So if that's something that you're interested in or some questions you would like to know what to ask your mentor, DM me at the Josue Ibarra podcast or email me at hello@josueibarra.net. And we will get you that 30-question PDF to you. Okay, today we're going to be talking about the letter O from the acronym LOSE, which means own your 1%. Okay, so remember, ego can rob us. Ego robs us of what? Our personal growth. So how do we lose the ego so we're not losing personal growth? As we learn from others. We make ourselves open to learn. Secondly, ego can rob us from relationships. So how do we lose the ego so that we can maintain and keep our relationships? I believe that's through owning our 1%. This is a scripture that we're basing the series off of. It's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 through 6. It says, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Listen, growth fanatics, God wants to exalt you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to be all that he's created you to be, right? God's gift to us is our potential. Our gift back to him is what we do with that potential. So if we're going to operate in the best and the things that God has for us, man, we need people in our lives. We need unity with the body. And what separates us from that a lot of times is our pride. Pride causes us to argue with one another. Pride causes us to not humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness. Pride gets in the way of even accepting forgiveness. Pride is the big thing that's going to pull us away from creating unity in the body of Christ. So we need to own our 1%. And how did this come about? I started, saying this because this is something that the Lord downloaded in my heart. There was a time I was pastor of ministries at Freedom Church, and man, I always, shameless plug, Freedom Church. If you're in the Woodland Park area in Colorado and you want to visit a phenomenal church, I encourage you guys, come check out Freedom Church. Pastor Joe and Tessa are phenomenal, amazing. They're my pastors, and I love them so much. But at this time, I was serving them as their pastor of ministries, and we were getting into meeting structures. And I remember as we were bringing change to how we structure our meetings, instead of everyone coming together, once a week on a Monday, we selected five core members, right? And it's everyone's core, everyone's a part of the team. But I remember bringing that change. There are some people who were riding with the change. We had some turnover with the change. And we had some people who initially at first didn't care for the change, right? But as we champion this change, what was the point I'm getting to is we were bringing something different with our meeting structures. We started bringing in executive summaries. We started bringing in, pain points, bringing in main objectives that we were getting across, bringing in accountability of where we were at. And so with some of these changes, I remember there was one meeting I had and, they were getting long. Man, when you get ministry folks gathered together, man, we love to communicate. We love to share. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a phenomenal thing. That's a healthy thing. But when we get together in a meeting structure, right, there are points that we need to accomplish and things that we need to get done. So in this, I start bringing in this rule of, you get a 3-minute executive summary. And I remember one particular leader that I was working with, this leader and their spouse were working together. And so I asked the leader, that person to go ahead and share the executive summary. And I went ahead and asked the spouse that, hey, for the executive summary, I'm going to have your spouse, the leader, go ahead and share the executive summary. And then when it gets to, problem solving, it gets into some of our discussion topics, you're more than welcome to chime in. Well, thought that went fine, right? And the meeting went on. It was great. But then I got pulled over later in the office, and I got reamed. I got told that that wasn't professional. I got told that that wasn't right. And, man, I really got my head chewed off, right? And I felt bad because that's not what I meant. That's not my heart. Didn't want that to happen, so I apologized. And we carried on. So I went ahead and asked my peers. I said, guys, this is the situation. This is what happened. What are you guys' thoughts? And, everyone's like, man, Sway, that's nothing went wrong, man. That needed to happen. I went and talked to my boss, and I talked to my pastors, Joe and Tessa. I said, hey, man, this is what happened. What's up? And they said, Josue, you're fine. You're in the right place. It needed to happen. Well, I got a place of, okay, I guess I'm fine. But man, there's something in my heart that kept pricking me and kept really tugging on my heart. And I was like, all right, Lord, what's up? And he said, Josue, you could have worded that better. One, you could have done that more privately. Two, I'm like, man, but Lord, come on. My peers that you trust say it was good. My leader said it was fine. But he was convicting me of something, right? And something that the Lord was showing me is like, even if it's 99% someone else's fault, what is the 1% you can own? See, a lot of times we'll go talk to our friends. We'll go talk to people that will pat us on the back and, oh, pobrecito. Oh, and pobrecito in Spanish means like, oh, poor thing. Oh, man. And sometimes we want that. And listen, I've been down and I've had friends who have cheered me up and have, comforted me, and those are needed. I'm not saying anything wrong with that. That's needed. But there are times when we need something to really rise up and just say, dude, like, come on, hey, snap out of it. And so what the Lord was doing in me in this time was to, he was calling me up. He was calling me up. And so in this, that's where I coined this phrase, own your 1%, because it may be 99% someone else's fault. But once you start thinking about it, once you get to a place of humbling yourself to at least, let me own 1%, you begin to find, oh, 10%, 20%. 50%. And then you get to the place of extreme ownership and saying, I own this. I could have done this better. And that's what happened to me for there. I started pondering this. All right, let me open myself up to 1%. And just like the Lord already called out, like, you're right. You know what? I knew how this person was going to react if I did it, in our meeting. Not smart. Truthfully, I was nervous and scared to bring it up to the person one-on-one. Right? And so with that, that's the only reason why I got in that place. What did it come down to? It came down to pride. It was just me thinking about myself. But when I get out of that and I'm willing to own my 1% and just say, right, I could have, overcome my fear and just said it one-on-one. Two, I could have said it private, right? Three, the way I've said it, I probably could have, really brought it together. And so anyways, owning your 1% is just fighting for unity. Let me share the scripture with you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, it says, "Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with one another, making allowance for others' faults because of your love." Whoa. Making allowance for others' faults. Hallelujah. Man, we can accept grace for us, but man, giving grace for others sometimes can be a challenge, right? But man, it says this in verse 3, and this is what highlights to me, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. So some effort, you know, a little here, a little there. No, make every effort. Binding yourselves together with peace, for there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for your future. So when issues rise up or you have issues with a brother or sister, look back and just say, man, what is my 1%? What can I own? And when you are willing to own a 1% of an issue, man, you can grow into owning, what you need to own. And so with this, instead of complaining about it, instead of getting people to, you know, oh, pobrecito, or, you know, jump on your wagon of complaining and venting, why don't you go talk to the person? Why don't you get your heart right between the Lord and own your 1%? Because in that, you can get to an extreme ownership. So what do I do then, right, when I operate in this, when I start owning my 1%? Here's a deal that the scripture gives us. I always laugh when people say, oh, you know, biblical isn't, you know, Bible isn't going to give you like an ABC kind of deal. But in reality, if you read the Bible, a lot of times God does give us a 1, 2, 3 step order. And here's the order that he gives us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 16. Let's read this. It says, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the person listens and confesses it, you have won the person back. That's point one. Okay. Two, but if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. That's two. All right. And three, it's in verse 17. It basically says, you know, take it to the church. And if they don't repent, then, you know, treat them like a tax collector. Right. So there's a three kind of point deal of how to deal with issues. Right. And so with this, I want to come back to our first point here is if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. So first off, it's going privately. If you have an issue with a brother or sister, like I said, instead of complaining to your friends or instead of, you know, posting about it on social media, you know, writing it down in your journal, which there's nothing wrong with journaling, that's fine. But like, go talk to that person. Man, go talk to them. Go privately and point out the offense. I have a 6-part series called Don't Drop the Shield. It starts in episode number 37. So if you're watching on YouTube, unfortunately, it's not available on YouTube. It's you can find it, though, on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find it there. But I have a 6-part series called Don't Drop the Shield. Guess what? It's another acronym. And so SHIELD, it stands for speak up. So if you have issues with someone, again, speak up. Speak to God. Tell God, you know, vent to the Lord. Let him know what you're going through. I mean, if you need to vent to a mentor to get guidance, sure, do that too. But man, ultimately, go speak to the person. Now, I need to balance this because if this gets weird, like, for instance, if some old creepy dude is, like, hitting on some chick, you know, I'm not going to tell her, hey, you need to go privately and confess, you know, the offense to that person. No, that's weird. Obviously, you know, you're going to do that something different. But 9 times out of 10, it's when we're dealing with one another, man, we need to go privately and go deal with that person and speak up. I have another, you know, teaching called Limping in Love. And the point I was getting across in this, I think it's episode 27, I was getting across in Limping in Love is that a lot of times we don't walk in love, we limp in love. Walking in love is not just the unity that we carry with one another, but it is the time where we're able to actually communicate with one another when we're at odds. right? That's walking in love. Limping in love is saying, I'm not going to talk to so-and-so, you know, I'm not going to bother with them. I'm going to forgive them. And that's quotation marks, because you don't really forgive them because you go around now and start talking to everyone about it. Like, no, Matthew 18, it tells us, go talk to that person privately. Tell them the offense. Tell them what's going on. And if they confess, man, or if they repent, look, you have won a person back. So speak up. Here to understand. When you're talking to that person, don't just talk out of, you know, me. A lot of times we talk so that people understand us. But like, if we get to the point of listening, hearing to understand, people are more susceptible to listen to what to the things that we have to say. You know, a lot of times we listen just to reply. But instead of listening to reply, truly listen to hear what the issue is. Hear what the person has to say. I is invite the Holy Spirit. Man, even before you go into the conversation, man, seek the Holy Spirit's guidance. Like I said, the Lord heart checked me, man, saying, Josue, hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Invite the Holy Spirit. Emotion check is what the E stands for. Check your emotions. Our emotions can get us so drunk, man. I have another episode called Processing Your Emotions. I believe I did a 4-part series in that too. I encourage you guys to check that out. L is love and D is die to self. So there's a lot that can be shared on that. I encourage you guys to listen to that series if you hadn't had the opportunity to. But man, again, if we're going to stop gossiping, or if we're going to truly walk in love, we need to go to that person privately and point out the offense if you have an issue with someone. First, what do? We own our 1%. Man, get your heart to a place of, what can I own? Man, if it starts with 1%, I can own this. And go. And sometimes we just need to be the bigger person and apologize. Right? We need to be the bigger person and apologize. This is I learned this from Pastor Greg, and I'm so thankful. Because I'm a mercy giver. I love, you know, mercy giving. And that's a gift, you know, in Romans, it talks about giving mercy, right? We give mercy to one another. So something that I've learned is, if you want to stop gossiping, when your brother or sister is venting to you, ask them, have you talked to the person that you're offended by? See, us mercy givers, we can get in trouble because we begin to be that open ear for someone, and we want to console them and just, you know, pobrecito, oh man, like, but no, have you asked them? Have you confronted the person that you're dealing with? Have you talked to them? And if they haven't, shut down the conversation. Say, man, I'm going to pray with you. You know, let's pray over the situation, but really you need to go talk to that person. See, instead of complaining about it, instead of being an open ear to that, if you really want to truly grow your brothers and sisters and help them in the place that they're stuck at, don't let them vent to you in that kind of way, right? Go ahead and point them back to the scriptures, man. Go talk to this person. And if they don't follow through, man, and there's issues, man, I'll come with you next time, right? Point them back to what the word says. If they haven't, let's not gossip about this. Go talk to that person. Right? If they come to you and they're venting and you ask, hey, have you talked to so-and-so? No. All right. Hey, let's not gossip about this then, man. Go talk to that person. So we're going to lose the ego. We need to own our 1%. We own our 1% by looking at what is the ownership that I can have. Right? Second, we look at Matthew chapter 18. Go through the Matthew 18 process. First, go talk to that person privately. Point out the offense. And after you point out the offense, if that doesn't work, then bring someone with you. I don't have a lot of revelation on verse 17, so I haven't seen that in a practical way. So I'm not going to touch on that. If you want to go look at a commentary, I would encourage you guys to look at Andrew Womack's commentary. I'm sure he has plenty of revelation on verse 17. But next, I want to talk about how you bring up an issue. You don't bring up an issue by saying you always... You don't bring up issues by not having talked to the Holy Spirit first. You need to get your heart right first. After you get your heart right with the Lord and you're at peace and you're good, that is a good time to bring up the issue. And one of the best ways to bring up an issue is just saying, when you did A, it made me feel like B. So example, when you called me, when you said my project was dumb, it made me feel stupid. And I felt like that's what you were calling me. You were calling me dumb. Can you tell me more about that? Right? You bring up the issue and you let her know how you felt. And I know us guys, man, sometimes we don't want to talk about feelings. It's like, man, no, I don't feel that. That's soft. Man, stop lying to yourself, because you know what? You're caught up in your emotions and you're constantly thinking about this and thinking about this and thinking about this. If you're constantly thinking about it, man, you need to give it to the Lord and you need to go talk to that person. You go talk to him, man, and I'm telling you, life will come. Life will come. Everything to bring unity. Last thing I want to talk about is forgiveness and trust. See, when people hear this, they kind of shy away and they're like, nah, man, I'm not gonna bite that. Nah, that's not me. That's a little much. That's a little extreme. Own my 1%. Nah. Well, they're thinking I'm saying that you need to completely trust the person that you have odds with and be their best friend. I'm not saying that. I'm actually not saying that at all. Trust and forgiveness are two different things. Forgiveness is something that we need to do. I mean, it's God forgave us, so because we're forgiven, now we can forgive. But trust is something different. I'm not saying when we own our 1% and we go to agree and we win a brother back that you have to be best of friends. No, man, you're going to have people in your life that are, I mean, again, we said this last week, but look at Jesus. Jesus had his, you know, 70, he had his 12, and he had three people that he was knitted with, right? So all that to say, not everyone's going to fit in those circles. I love this analogy of a home, right? There's some people that, you know, you only greet outside your house. You know, they're at the fence line. Hello, how's it going? Oh, you may have a conversation here or there, but that's about it. There's some people that are on your front porch. You know, they've made it that far. There's some people that you bring inside the house and you bring them just to the living room. Some people, they get to make it where they get into the other extra rooms. And there's specifically only one person who should make it to your personal bedroom. Right? There are layers of relationships. So when I'm talking about owning your 1%, I'm not saying that you have to be best friends with everyone. I'm not saying that you have to be open completely to everyone. No, there are boundaries and there are places, things that we put in place. So all that to say, when I'm saying own your 1%, I'm not saying be best friends with everyone. That's just not going to happen. And that's okay. Right? But we can love everyone. We can forgive everyone. So again, trust and forgiveness, I have to balance this message with that, because I don't want you leaving, you know, just, you know, there's some people that, you know, you own your 1% with, but man, they're toxic. They're spiritually immature and spiritually unhealthy. And it's like you try to work with them and every little thing, they're going to try to manipulate back to you like it's your fault. And those people, man, hey, you forgive them, you love on them, but I'm not saying that you become best friends and you give complete trust over to them. No. But man, can I be nice? Can I be hospitable? You know, hospitable? Can we be friendly? Can I pray for that person? Can I encourage that person? Can I have coffee with that person? Sure. Right? So forgiveness and trust are two different things. So as we're talking about owning our 1%, keep that in mind as well. Last but not least, I want to give you, oh, you know what we do here, our 3-minute challenge, right? Again, it makes no sense to listen to this podcast, to take out mentors and ask them questions if you're going to just listen to it and do nothing with it. Remember, this podcast is dedicated to growth. And the first step to growth is obtaining knowledge. But the second most vital step is applying it. So that's why we do our 3-minute challenge. And all it is just a challenge I give you guys, and take the next 3 minutes to do this. And so who is that person that you're at odds with? Who's that person that you've been beefing with? Who's that person that you've been venting to everyone about? Whoever that person is, man, I triple dog dare you to one, just pray to the Lord. Lord, I need help. And sometimes, man, that is one of the most powerful prayers we can ever pray is, Lord, help me. Ask the Lord to help you. Get your heart right. Own your 1%. And reach out to that person. Say, hey, man, can we talk? Hey, can we talk about this? And man, if they're willing to talk, praise God. Great. Hey, go forward. If they ignore you, don't even reply back or want nothing to do with you, hey, you owned your 1% and you made your attempt. Continue on with joy. So, man, come on. Let's not, you know, allow this year of 2023 to be filled with pride. Man, let's not allow the devil, let's not allow our ego to rob us of relationships. Let's own our 1% and let's lose the ego. Thank you guys for tuning in.